One moment, sir, he'll be right with you.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Lulu.
How you doing? How's it feel to be a married man?
We did pretty good up here, except our governor.
Well, you did awful good everywhere, Maggie. You run a good campaign.
Well, we got two new Senate seats.
Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
And you were the best man at my wedding. You were the best man here.
Well, you might as well.
You know, we're going to have 300,000 before we're done here.
Oh, that's wonderful,
And, you know, this state, I was scared of it for a while.
That's wonderful.
Everything went fine. And Lynn and I were sorry we couldn't go to Chile, but I didn't want to leave this back.
Well, I think you're right. I just wanted you to go if you wanted to go, that's
we'll
all.
The next one, huh?
I'll send you whenever you want to go. Anything you want that
I can
do. You know anything you want that I can do, do it. Now, somebody out there has got to raise some money for me.
Yeah, well, we're going to get some money.
Well, you know why?
Are we in a deficit?
No, I lost a bet to Nick Mez.
Oh, you lost a bet? Oh. Well, by God, McGuire and I raised more money for these senators than anybody else.
Well, you go on and pay Nick tomorrow, and I'll pay you, and you get back to Washington.
I'll pay Nick, and then you pay me.
Yeah, I'll pay you. I guarantee it. We'll make some contributor pay it, but I owe him now. I really bet him. I bet him $500, and he won it.
And in
your room, you made me come down at that goddamn room and meet all those millionaires that you run around with.
Yeah.
How's that good-looking woman you're sleeping with?
She's right here.
Let me talk to her.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Oh, we're so proud and so happy out here.
Has he ever got over getting married yet?
Well, he hasn't had time to think about it. It's 1 month today.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. And there's been so many things crowded into it, it seems a little longer. But the other night, we sat here and we listened to you and to Mrs. Johnson, and we had tears in our eyes. You gave the most wonderful, wonderful talk, and it got to everybody's heart.
Well,
we were proud of you.
You're a mighty great girl, and you're going to make a great man greater, and we're looking forward to seeing you when you get back, and you take good care of him.
Thank you so much.
And here, tell him I want to say a word to him, and
yes.
Here's a big hug for you, and you give him one.
I will, and thank you very, very much.
Lynn, and I'm going down to Palm Springs for about 2 weeks or 3 weeks on Saturday.
All right.
But if you want me, why, Jack can
go. I'll call you there, but before you go, you get somebody up there that... some trucker friend of yours or somebody to pay Nick that money.
Okay, I'll take care of the money.
I want it done. Here's Hubert wants to say hello to you and congratulate.
Oh, my pal here.
He wants to congratulate you on being able to get married. He never thought you'd make it.
Yeah.
And when he found out that the prettiest girl in the world and the sweetest, well, he's pretty proud of you.
Yeah.
And he wants to say howdy to you.
Yeah.
Maggie?
Well, goddammit, I suppose you're going to wrap me down up there.
Yeah, that's what the president said I should do. That's what he was telling me.
Stand up and say something, you're going to say you're out of order.
He says the thing for you to do is to keep Maggie down there because the budget will get out of balance.
Yeah, that's right.
Same fella?
You did a good job.
Thank you, friend.
And you know what I like about this? We kicked those writers really out of their pictures.
That's right.
Spokane, we did it.
Yeah, it's good.
This is the hotbed of...
You pick up some congressmen out there?
We got four.
Four?
Are you kidding?
That's good. I just wanted to hear it again.
We picked up four.
say, the president wants to know how you like...
We only got seven. We picked up four.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
The president wants to know how you like us as candidates.
Huh?
The president said to ask Maggie how he likes us as candidates.
I think you're marvelous. Well, I got some reservations.
You got some reservations.
The absentee vote hasn't been counted.
The absentee vote isn't yet, he says.
Right. Yeah, there may be a lot of protests.
There may be a lot of protests. Operation Eagle Eye.
Yeah, I'll see you now.
All right, Maggie, here. The president wants to say goodnight to you.
Best to everybody.
Hold on now.
I'm going to take a little honeymoon.
By God, don't you go to the Palm Springs. You get old Nick paid off, and
I'll
if you have to write a check on the senatorial...
If you
have to write a check on the senatorial campaign committee and charge it to railroad tickets, you write it, because I want to pay my debt, and don't you say anything about it either.
I won't. I'll pay them off.
And I'll be in your next wedding.
Yeah. And I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
We'll be around, but I'll be down there. I'm going to take take a honeymoon for a couple of
weeks. Well, you're entitled to it. You deserve it. And if I need you, I'll call you down there. And if you want me to do anything, you let me know.
Jack Valenti can call me anytime he wants.
All right. Okay. You did a good job, and I'm proud of you.